Go ahead, punch us in the face. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Obama administration has reached a treaty agreement with Russia to reduce our nuclear stockpile, not develop new nuclear weapons, and not to use nukes against a non-nuclear country. So, you drop a non-nuclear weapon on us, we promise not to nuke you in return. Sarah Palin thinks that's like telling an enemy, go ahead, punch me in the face. I suppose it is, except once our conventional cruise missiles are through, there won't be a building left standing in your capital, so the enemy might want to consider that. However, at the UN, CBS correspondent Pamela Falk says that's not the point of this deal.
The idea here is to show by example and to take the moral high ground, and it's already paying off.
Pamela is no Sarah Palin, of course, but she says the idea is to stop Iran's nuclear program.
The Security Council permanent members are already meeting to tighten up sanctions on Iran. In other words, it certainly brought Russia around.
And the hope is that China will follow. And don't worry, even though we agreed not to develop new nuclear weapons, we didn't really mean it.
What they've put in is wiggle room. And so what the U.S. can do is redevelop already existing weapons.
So in fact, we will keep spending money on new ways to vaporize the enemy. Which means that even with the new limits on nuclear arsenals, we will still have plenty of ways to bring a mutual end to human civilization should we ever lose our tempers.
Yes, we still will.
So, Sarah, you can relax. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.